In a new report, Citizen Action of Wisconsin estimates on average, health insurance rates in Wisconsin are about $250 higher per year than states which accepted federal Medicaid expansion money. Wisconsin did not. One reason is that it costs more to cover sick people, and the group's Kevin Kane says poor persons generally have more health problems.
Many of them were uninsured previously, and so those who buy health insurance are going to be the ones that know they need it.
The Affordable Care Act anticipated many of those low-income people would be on Medicaid, not private insurance. But the Supreme Court ruled states didn't have to expand Medicaid. Wisconsin rejected extra federal money provided under the Affordable Care Act and instead used state dollars to provide health care to those below the poverty line. The report says another factor in keeping rates lower is having an elected insurance commissioner, something that would require a change in Wisconsin's constitution. Robert Craig is executive director of Citizen Action.
In states with an elected insurance commissioner, there's presumably a better chance that they will face stronger regulatory pressure.
The report also says premiums are controlled by robust rate review and contends Wisconsin could do better. Rates are somewhat controlled at the federal level with a requirement that 80% of premiums have to go for health costs or refunds are issued. The report compared health premiums in 34 states that had federal or hybrid marketplaces. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.